Welcome to the Mum's Night Out podcast. I'm Rachel and I'm back with another quick coffee catch-up, a little five-minute podcast episode to listen to whilst downing your coffee before the baby wakes up, or you have to start work, or head out on the school run. As a busy mum myself, I know how hectic life can be, and some days a quick five-minute coffee break is all you get. So without further ado, pour yourself that coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's have a quick coffee catch-up. Good morning and welcome to another coffee catch-up episode of the Mum's Night Out podcast. Now, before we get into today's episode, I just want to share some exciting news with you around what is happening to the future of this podcast. I have been talking a little bit about this in my stories on Instagram and just wanted to share with you exactly what is happening. So from next week, this podcast will be known by its new name of the Mindset Map. And the reason that this is happening is many reasons. I started the Mum's Night Out podcast with my lovely friend Sophie back a couple of years ago when I just really wanted to have a podcast. It had absolutely nothing to do with anything to do with business. At the time, I was running a product business selling children's toys. I just really wanted a podcast and my lovely friend agreed to do it with me. And we had so much fun recording episodes and just having fun together. And those full-length episodes were all about mum life and we shared our experiences and we had so much fun and they're such wonderful episodes. However, I then started to do these little five-minute coffee catch-up episodes and naturally they started to follow more of a theme around what I was now doing with my own business. So I retrained as a mindset coach and these five-minute episodes became more little nuggets of mindset tips, really. And the more I did this, the more I realized that this was the content that I just absolutely love sharing. And the more difficult I found to create some of the other content, which was not aligned to this. And so therefore, I have decided to make this podcast purely mindset focused. And with that, it allows me the ability to bring in guests to share their own stories of their own mindset journeys and different experts in different fields that will really give you different insights. And so, yeah, I just really wanted to be able to have the flexibility to offer more mindset tips, share my thoughts, share my stories with you under this new name of the Mindset Map. So fear not, those of you who loved hearing Sophie and I do the episodes together, because she has agreed to come back and be a regular guest as well on this new format of the podcast. She has some great insights as a primary school teacher herself and someone who really, really highly promotes a growth mindset with her own family and also those that she teaches. She has wonderful insights into this area. So I am definitely going to be having her back on the podcast regularly to discuss these issues with you in the way that you have come to know and love us chat about. No filters, no editing, apart from getting rid of too many ums and ahs, which I clearly always do. Other than that, just Sophie and I having raw chats from one mum to another. So fear not, those are still coming. But the new podcast, The Mindset Map, is coming very, very soon. So watch this space. And now on to today's episode. So today I wanted to share with you why I think it's so important to take our ego out of the equation sometimes. And to explain this further, I'm going to share a little story with you of my own experience with this. So I have become a group leader for the Friendly Networking Group. And so we are about to launch our first event in Hertfordshire, which I am hosting, and it's happening tomorrow. And I'm very, very excited about it. But here's what's been happening over the last couple of weeks. I really wanted to make a massive splash and make a big deal about this coming to Hertfordshire and this first event and have this huge, great big event with loads of people. And I was so excited for it. What's happened in reality is obviously, you know, how things go. Lots of people have got lots of different things going on. Lots of people not available, unfortunately, this particular day. And I have not sold as many tickets for this event as I was hoping to. And I started to feel a little bit of a disappointment because I thought, oh, I really wanted to make a big splash on the first one and have loads of people there. And then I stopped and I asked myself, why? Why was it that I wanted that? And I realized it was my own ego. It was purely my own ego to have that satisfaction of saying, wow, look what I did. I put on this event and loads of people came and aren't I wonderful? And that's essentially what I was looking for. And I had to stop myself and say, okay, well, if I take that out of the equation, what else is going on here? And I was speaking to somebody yesterday who was coming along to the event, and she helped me to see it in a really different light, because what she said to me was, actually, she really prefers to go to networking things when they are a small group of people. She finds the larger groups a bit more daunting, a bit overwhelming, and much prefers a smaller group. And it struck me that, of course, this is the reality for so many people. This is one of the kind of ethos behind the Friendly Networking Group, is that making networking approachable and inclusive for everybody. And for those people who maybe wouldn't feel confident or comfortable in a more formal structured networking group setting. And so therefore, the fact that I have sold less tickets and it's actually going to be a smaller group probably suits the people coming more than I realize. And so when I take my ego out of the equation, I realize that actually I can view this as a success in a totally different way, because you look at it differently. So you look at it in terms of who are you serving and what are you offering them, rather than what am I looking for to satisfy my own ego. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. So sometimes when we are thinking about the result of something, remove our ego and look at it from another direction. So I hope that resonates with you. As I mentioned at the start, watch this space for this podcast turning into the mindset map from next week. I can't wait to share lots of new content with you, and I'll see you next week.